This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Vision.
The next idea.
What they have helped us do is to really think in a totally different way about how to deliver and create something new.
An answer to one of agriculture's most persistent and vexing problems might just be dripping from spider fangs. At least one West Michigan company thinks so. Toxic pesticides have long been a challenge in our food system. They're one of the main motivations behind the massive organic food movement, with more and more people wanting to eat food that can't potentially harm them or the environment. The worldwide search for a natural pesticide that's effective enough so farmers can still make a profit, yet safe enough so our bodies and land don't become contaminated, has largely turned up empty. But Vestaron, a Kalamazoo startup, may have found the solution: spider venom. John Sorensen is the director and the CEO of Vestaron. It's a spinoff from the University of Connecticut that was recruited to Kalamazoo 9 years ago. Welcome, John.
Thank you. Great to be here.
John, what was the essential problem that this research at UConn was digging into?
Well, it was actually a broad program that was looking at spider venoms for inoculation and anti-venoms and all that sort of stuff. And the idea came up one day that these things might have a good insecticidal activity. After all, spiders through the millennia have become pretty good at killing insects. If they don't kill insects, they don't eat. And so the idea occurred to the University of Connecticut researchers to explore whether components of this venom that didn't have any toxic effects on humans would, in fact, be good insecticides to use.
Now, we know biological insecticides are a whole lot safer than agricultural chemicals, but they haven't been as effective. So is this a way of coming up with a biological insecticide that will work better than what we've had?
That's precisely correct. The biological insecticides are great because of their non-toxic profile to humans and animals and the environment and so forth, but they just don't work as well. If synthetic insecticides of the kind that have been used for the last 50 years kill insects at about 100% rate or 95% rate, biologicals are more in the range of 80%. And that difference in the effectiveness is just more than good commercial growers can tolerate and still make a profit.
Well, using spider venom, then what's the effectiveness of what you've developed, Spear?
It's exactly the same as the nasty old organic chemicals that have been used for years, 95 to 100% control.
Hmm. And now you don't even need to actually buy spider venom, right? Have you actually been able to figure out how to synthetically make it?
Yes, spider venom is a complex cocktail of about 1,000 different peptides or so, some of which have mammalian effects and many of which don't. And we selected those that don't have any mammalian effects. And we isolated those components, synthesized the genes for them, put them into yeast, and by fermentation, that produces our product for us. So it's a slick way to get around having to milk spiders.
And I'm sure it's going to be self-generating. And now, what was it like getting government approval? Did you have to get EPA and FDA approval?
Yes, we had to get EPA approval. We don't have to get FDA approval. And we've gotten that. It took about two-plus years to get it. But we're all signed, sealed, and delivered.
Now, you say it's going to be coming out onto the market by next year?
Yeah, that's correct.
And will this be for large growers, or is actually this a product that the home gardener or the small farming operation can use as well?
Well, it will be for both. And we'll target our large growers initially. In fact, our first product will be for the greenhouse, commercial greenhouses that raise both bedding plants and the kind of stuff that you purchase from Lowe's or Home Depot's, and then also vegetable produce, so tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and those sorts of things that are produced in greenhouses. And there are a team of three pests that are just deadly for greenhouses, thrips and whiteflies and spider mites. And in contrast to even the synthetic chemicals that are out there, we control all three. And so we're really excited about this product.
Now, how has being in Michigan and being in Kalamazoo, how has that been a factor in the company's progress and success to date?
It's really worked out very well for us. We're located in an incubator, which is was originally started by Southwest Michigan First Corporation and recently transferred to Western Michigan University. And that has just really worked out well for us. The facilities here, there are a lot of equipment and things that are too expensive for an individual company to buy. But nevertheless, the incubator bought them and shares them and among the residents. And so we can get access to a lot of equipment that we'd never be able to afford on our own.
And I'm thinking of the big picture, John Sorensen. How do you think that Spear and what you've been able to develop using spider venom, how do you think this could change the larger landscape of agricultural pest control really across the country?
Well, I think it will around the world, actually. The problem, one of the problems with the conventional chemical companies is that the organic synthesis and screening and all that kind of stuff has really harvested all the low fruit, if you will, and is getting more and more and more difficult to come up with new formulas and new organic chemicals to use. And so that is the cost, therefore, of the research to find new ones is just going through the roof. And we have a platform for developing these things from spider venoms, from other venoms, scorpions and sea anemones and all kinds of things, which should provide and revitalize, really, the process of discovering new insecticides. So we're really, really excited about that, too. It's not just one product. It's a pathway to find multiple products.
And I got to imagine, I think of, for example, vaccines or when you, how cagey nature can be, keeping ahead. You know what I'm talking about, whether it's antibiotics and you get a superbug. So you can adjust what you're making and what you're developing to keep ahead of Mother Nature?
Yes, it turns out that insects and the insecticides go through the same process that bacteria and antibiotics go through. It's a constant war between the two to overcome each other. Insects go through that same process, and a lot of the traditional synthetic chemicals that we've relied on for insect control for a lot of years now, resistant insects are developing to those. We're able now to shift relatively quickly when a resistant insect appears.
John Sorensen is the director and the CEO of Vesteron. The company is based in Kalamazoo, and next year will be launching its pesticide Spear, which is a biological insecticide based on spider venom. John, thanks so much for sharing your development and your story with us on The Next Idea.
You betcha. My pleasure, and take care.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.
Today marks the 185th birthday of the Detroit Free Press, which began publishing on this very day in 1831 with the somewhat unwieldy name of the Democratic Free Press and Michigan Intelligencer. Michigan was still 6 years away from becoming a state, and the paper supported the drive to statehood. At age 185, the Detroit Free Press is Michigan's oldest surviving business.